Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Alam niyo ba na may iba't ibang uri ng sakit sa ulo na kadalasang nararanasan ng marami sa atin? Mula sa simpleng tensyon hanggang sa migraine, mahalagang malaman ang pagkakaiba ng bawat isa. Ngayong araw, ibinahagi ni Dr. Angelica Lugarta Scott ang iba't ibang klase ng headache at kung kailan na ito dapat ikabahala at ipasuri sa doktor.
Doc, can you explain to us, ano po ba yung iba't ibang uri ng sakit sa ulo?
Headaches? Very common siya day-to-day, you know?
Yes.
So, meron tayong mga apat na very, very common na headaches. Number one is yung tinatawag natin tension headache or tinatawag natin stress headache. Number two is migraine. Three is yung tinatawag natin sinus headache. And number four, cluster headache. So, tension headache, Claudette. So, ito yata yung pinaka-common na headache. So, ito yung nangyayari if yung muscles ng head mo ay parang nagka-cramps, you know? It's a tension headache. So, it feels like a tight, squeezing band sa forehead, but it can also be all over the head. So, ang most common cause nito, Claudette, is yung stress, lack of sleep, poor posture, mga muscular pains sa neck. It can also radiate to the head and cause tension headache. Nag-sleep ng meals, it can also cause that. At yung mahiinit masyadong panahon. So, ang mga most common treatment nito is of course rest, plenty of hydration, relaxation technique, at yung mga over-the-counter medication. So, second naman, Claudette, is yung tinatawag nating migraine. I think a lot of our listeners are having this type of headache. So, ito yung tinatawag nating intense throbbing pain. Usually, one side lang siya ng head, and normally it causes also nausea, vomiting, and light sensitivity. So, ang mga common cause nito is yung sometimes yung hormonal changes, sometimes yung tinatawag natin cyclical migraine, related siya during period, okay? Mm-hmm. Tapos meron ring triggers from certain foods like chocolate, caffeine, alcohol. So, yun nakaka-cause rin yun ng flare-up of migraine. Meron rin tayong tinatawag stress or cause ng stress or lack of sleep din or yung very, yung mga flashing lights, intense light. So, ang common treatment nito, Claudette, of migraine is minsan, i-rest mo lang in a dark, quiet room. It helps. Staying hydrated. Meron tayong mga migraine-specific na mga medications, tinatawag natin triptans, that can also help. Minsan naman yung nag-treat rin tayo ng mga beta blockers for as preventative for migraine. At saka, it's really important then for patients to do a migraine diary para ma-identify nila yung triggers ng migraine. Now we go for the third, yung tinatawag nating sinus type of headache. So mostly this is common headache yung upon waking up in the morning at also when bending forward, it triggers mas masakit siya when bending forward. At it's very obvious because you have blocked nose or feeling of blocked nose, then also pain of pressure. Tapos it causes headache then. Okay, it can feel pressure around the eyes, around the forehead, and also cheeks. And often you have a stuffy nose. Most common causes nito, Claudette, yung mga sinus infections. If they caught a viral infections, it can cause that. Pero it can also be triggered by yung mga hay fever or mga chronic rhinitis, rhinosinusitis. Common treatment is yung mga decongestant or nasal saline nasal sprays. Okay, yung steam inhalation. And also don't forget to stay well hydrated para ma-relieve yung mga mucus and to relieve pressure in the sinuses. Last but not the least, ito yung cluster type of headache. Hindi siya very common, pero it's quite severe. So, I'm not sure if people have heard of cluster headache, pero ito yung feeling na burning, piercing behind one of the eye. And usually happens at night and can last from 15 minutes to 3 hours. And it can repeat clusters in over the week. So, osmia is unknown, but it can be linked to smoking, alcohol, and seasonal changes. So, tinatawag siyang cluster kasi it comes in clusters and cycles. So, meaning you get multiple headaches with the, on the day or for weeks and for months. Then you will have a break na wala kang headache for many, many months. Then again, attack. So that's why it's called cluster headache.
Yung hangover from, you know, alcohol, is that considered as a cluster headache?
Hindi naman siguro. Maybe it can be a tension headache or a trigger of migraine. Depende.
I see.
Kasi merong cause, you know. But it can also, as we know, ang alcohol can also trigger a cluster headache. Pero malalaman mo kasi na cluster headache siya kasi it's one eye, pain is behind one of the eye, very, very severe, piercing behind the eye. Tapos minsan nakakatama mo yung one of the eye feels red and teary. So, masakit, pula, naglulukha ang one eye. Parang stabbing talaga siya. Then, hindi siya na-relieved actually ng mga Panadol, Nurofen. Sometimes if it's, ano, kung makakaya ng gamot, we have yung tinatawag nating nasal somatriptan, yung nilalagay sa nose. Hindi siya nakaabsorb, orally, hindi poorly absorbed, or poor ang response ng, sa cluster headache kung orally lang. So, somatriptan through the nasal area ang best na nakaka-treat, plus oxygen therapy.
Kailan dapat mag-alala, Doc, or magpatingin sa doktor about your headache?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. So, most headaches, kasi of course, they are not dangerous. Pero meron tayong tinatawag na red flags. So, pag meron ganitong red flags, either of course, you see your doctor immediately or you go to emergency. So, number one ito is yung worst headache of your life. Yung sobrang sakit talaga na worst. Kasi it can be a sign of brain aneurysm. Okay? Yung tinatawag nating sudden thunderclap headache. Yeah, so that's very, very serious. And of course, you have to go to the emergency or seek medical attention urgently. Meron na tayong headache na associated with fevers, stiff neck, and confusion. So of course, it can be meningitis. So with that, you have to seek medical attention as well. Meron ring mga red flag signs such as yung visual changes, yung nag-change yung vision mo, nakakakita ka ng double vision, meron ka mga neurological symptoms, weakness, numbness, weakness one part of your face, of course, seek medical attention then. Then, kung meron kang headache that wouldn't go away for many, many weeks, of course, mas magandang magpatingin na lang sa yung GP or your local doctor. And also, if you have a headache after an injury, so for example, you had a fall, nadapa, nadagoy yung ulo mo, sports injury, it's really important that you have your head checked for concussion or internal bleeding. So those are really mga tinatawag nating red flags. And if you have any of those or combined of those strange symptoms, then you have to get checked ASAP.
Last question, meron bang mga home remedies or any lifestyle change that can help para mabawasan yung headache attacks?
Yes, meron tayong mga lifestyle changes and simple lifestyle changes na we can do na makaka-help rin na hindi tayo magkaka-flare up palagi ng headache. As we know, especially the tension headache and the migraine, they can be triggered by stress. So one of the things really to do is making sure na enough yung sleep natin. We get good amount of sleep. And also, secondly, is yung avoid natin yung mga alcohol and smoking because having alcohol and smoking also contributes to the headache. And thirdly, merong mga studies that show that yung chocolates, caffeine, cheese can sometimes trigger migraines. So it's really important. If you feel you're on trigger mode, then to avoid those things. Drinking plenty of fluids, again, that's another important mga lifestyle na dapat natin to stay hydrated. Kasi trigger. Kung mainit ang panahon or you're dehydrated, it is a major trigger for a headache. So, yung ang very, very important things to do.
Thank you so much, Doc, for sharing that. And finally, Doc, ang huling mensahe and payo, health advice para sa ating mga tagapakinig?
Very important, of course, to prioritize your health and don't leave it too late. Kung meron kayong nararamdaman, of course, you have to see your doctor. It's very important as well to keep a healthy lifestyle. Even if you're still young, you feel like you're very healthy, it's really important to look out for your sleep, your diet, your exercise. Those are the major things na dapat natin gawin. In relation sa headache rin, I forgot to mention, Claudette, yung mga pag-use ng ating screen time. Okay?
Yes.
So, marami tayong kababayan na working from home. So they're always on their screen and yung posture. Those are a few things as well na nakaka-contribute sa ating headache, sa ating migraine and or cluster headache or any types of headache nakaka-contribute then. So it's really important for them na kung if they're working from home, they have to stretch then to mayo and keep themselves hydrated and then to even if they're working in the computer for a long time, take time to rest their eyes.
May dapat time limit ba sa screen time mo?
The screen time, of course, for children really, very common kasi ngayon yung myopia and yung short-sightedness ng children. So it's really important yung children, if they can limit it 30 minutes, they look at the screen 30 minutes, and then they look away. So, hindi siya all the time nasa screen for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah? 30 minutes and then look away para ma-change your focus. And that decreases the risk of, myopia or nearsightedness. For adults naman, it's important siguro a couple of hours and then look away, rest your eyes, and then a couple of hours again.
So, kailangan may break.
May break talaga. Refocus the eye. Para hindi yung matense yung mga eye muscles. And yung eye muscles mo connected doon sa mga muscles around your head. Then it's really important ma-refocus para makapahinga.
Ayan. Doc, thank you so much for sharing all these tips. I'm sure marami na namang nakuhang mga payo ang ating mga tagapakinig. Maraming salamat once again, Dr. Angelica Logarta Scott. Healthy Pinoy.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.